Our meeting, this is a joint meeting. We have arranged this meeting precede the portfolio committee meeting, and if possible, we will try and arrange our meetings instead of the Friday meetings. If we've got short meetings, start half an hour or an hour before the portfolio committee meeting. Get our NCLP members to attend, because at 10 o'clock they have their own committee meeting starting. We have some apologies, Johnny. Mr. Fishlock will be late. Horsey Mukwena was at the other venue. I must apologize for our members who perhaps went to the original venue. He was there, but he gave his apology. And Mr. Mzizi. Yeah. Oh, those are all the apologies. Colleagues, we've got three items on our agenda. The first is the study tour report to the Makado Air Force Base. At our last meeting, we did make some small changes. Are there any further changes, any discussion? If there's no discussion, can we have a proposal for the adoption of this report? Honourable Skipper proposes. Honourable Shah, do you second? So then this report is adopted, the Makado report. The second item on our agenda is a study tour to the South African Army Combat Training Center, Luatla. According to the rules of Parliament, the Joint Committee must also submit a report that has to be tabled. The report is, in essence, similar to the Portfolio Committee report, but because it was a visit by both our committees, this is our report. Any comments regarding this report? Honourable Shah?
Thank you, Chairperson. 1, 2, 3. The third paragraph on the first page. The purpose, it outlines the purpose for the visit, which is stated here to try and establish what happened. I think we can't say what happened. We can say to establish the circumstances surrounding the incident, and secondly, I think we must remove what could be done to prevent such incidents occurring in the future, because that wasn't discussed, and I don't think that was our objective then, to prevent such incidents, what could be done to prevent such incidents occurring in the future. That was never discussed, so I think that must be completely removed, just the surrounding, the circumstances surrounding it. That should be there.
To ascertain the circumstances surrounding the incident. Johnny, have you got that? Any further changes? Mr. Shaw?
In terms of the memorial service, I think the delegation was aptly represented. Apart from saying that the delegation addressed compatriots, I think we need to say that the chairperson conveyed their own condolence. They had that you delivered a condolence message to the bereaved on behalf of the committee. I think that should be established.
Yeah, but we must still remember that the only chairperson who actually delivered a message was the chair of the portfolio committee.
Oh, yes.
What I do not see here is that there was an opportunity to address the soldiers. And I think some reference must have been made to that.
The members of the delegation.
Members of the delegation were granted the opportunity to address the affected soldiers. And, but the families were addressed earlier. This is mentioned at the Waterkloof Air Force Base.
Chair, to say, just leave it as affected. It would sound as though we address those who were injured, actually.
Yeah.
But we actually address their compatriots in the unit.
Yeah.
So we need to specify that. Not affected, but rather we should say the soldiers that belong to that specific unit.
Yeah. Johnny, you've got that? Any further changes suggested? Can someone move the adoption of this report with the changes? Mr. Shah, he moves, seconded. No one to second. Thank you, Scholes. Thank you.
I was speaking at 3.3, Chairperson, and maybe I'm late with this. That paragraph also should say something about the traditional rituals that were performed by the families there. They were given that opportunity to do it. I thought it should contain that part.
Yeah, the question in my mind is that the delegation didn't participate with the traditional rituals. That was something sort of apart from what we did. We weren't part of that. So I would feel comfortable if we don't mention it.
Though I move for it, I'm also noticing something here. 3.3. Members were also reminded that a full investigation will be conducted. But my understanding is, at the time when we went there, a full investigation was underway.
So we can change it to was being conducted. We're all comfortable with that change. Johnny, you've got it. Was being conducted. Thank you. It was seconded by Honorable Skipper. Thank you very much. And Honorable Natuli also.
Thank you.
Then the third item is, and I hope we won't reopen this debate because it is a matter which we will be discussing with the speaker. I just want to emphasize that a letter has been written to the speaker regarding the whole procedure regarding these letters. So let us not reopen that debate. But the letter was tabled and referred to us regarding the employment of forces in Uganda. We've all had insight into that letter. Can we have a proposal? Mr. Shaw?
Not a proposal. It's just one. Well, I'm not sure. This is not a report, so we can't correct it. There is one word missing here. But just a comment. I think I'd rather not.
Thank you for helping me by not commenting out because I know what you want to say. Can we have a proposal for the adoption? It is just informing us and thank you very much, Mr. Seki.
I agree with the proposal.
Thank you very much. Proposed and seconded. Thank you. Thank you. I think that disposes with matters before our committee. I know that there has been a proposal of a joint visit to Darfur. I don't know how far the Secretariat has progressed with it. Johnny, would you like to inform the committee, please?
Chairperson, I think that it's mostly initiated, I don't know if that's the right word, by the portfolio committee, and so that we don't duplicate things, we've left it in the hands of the secretary to the portfolio, so she'll be able to give a little bit more on that.
Thank you very much. Any further discussion? Any matter that any member would like to discuss before we adjourn?
The matter that I would want to propose for discussion is a closure, sir. I'm proposing the closure.
Thank you very much. Then, from my side, I would like to thank you. This will be our last meeting before we adjourn. And I would like to thank every member for their cooperation, for the attendance of our meetings, and also for adapting to our new format. We really appreciate it. Thank you very much.